Delighted to make it permanent. Like I said, it was a really easy decision, and you know, delighted my future's here for the next year and a half at least, and can concentrate on my football.
We take you back to pre-season when you came back from your summer break at MK. If someone would have said to you you'd have played a number of games for Blackburn Rovers, you'd signed permanently for them in the January, what would you have thought?
Yeah, just I think obviously I wouldn't have expected it, but I think it just shows you what can happen really in football. You can never take anything for granted, and you know, always just keep working hard, try and stay consistent in what you do, and good things can come and be around the corner really.
I think it's fair to say you've made an impression here. The supporters are pleased that you've signed permanently. You seem to have hit the ground running as a player. Does it go through your mind straight away, your first appearance, I've got to make an impression here, this is such a good chance for my career?
Yeah, I think it did. I mean, obviously, being at such a good club, and that first game, I think, away at Rochdale, looking back, sort of unexpected to get into the team so quick. Had a bit of luck with the injury, and just thought it's, you know, time to take your chance really. And you know, that's how a fine line it can be really. If maybe I didn't get in the team as quick and the lads were doing well, I might not have got in. So I felt at the time it was important to, you know, really show what I could do and help the team. We managed to get a good result and sort of never look back, really.
Yeah, you've really kicked on from there, haven't you? And your partnership with Charlie Mulgrew, that there was a specific time of the season where you just didn't concede a goal, wasn't there?
Yeah, I think that's probably credit to everyone in the team. We went for a spell where it was really solid at the back, and that gave us a platform then to top end to really cause teams problems and score some goals. So I enjoyed playing alongside Charlie. I think, you know, he's shown what a good player he is this year, and it helps my game. And we've generally had a settled back four, which with the keeper, which helps relationships that have been built. So it's been good, enjoying it.
Do you firmly believe Charlie is making you a better player? Because you are different players, aren't you?
Yeah, I think definitely he's, you know, helped my game, and I think so is the other players in the team. You can learn off them, like I say, build relationships, and I think going into quite an experienced dressing room, you know, helped me, and training every day with good players has been a challenge I needed really to bring my game to the next level. So I've enjoyed testing myself and, you know, trying to get better.
Saw a great stat the other day, Butchwood. Don't think you've lost in a Rovers shirt yet, have you?
Yeah, I think that's not one I really think about. I honestly, you just kind of concentrate on your job, and I think as long as, you know, the boys, you know, we're winning on a Saturday, then, you know, with or without me, I want the team to be successful and to gain promotion this season.
A day off last weekend for you. Was it a welcome one in some ways, because it has been a busy time?
Yeah, I think probably just after Christmas, when you've played, I think, four games in a short space of time over the festive period, and some physical battles in there against some good teams. You know, hopefully I can, you know, I feel recharged now and ready to go again, really. We've got some big games coming up, and you know, 21 games left of the season to try and get as many points as we can and get promoted.